This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tomorrow is the start of the league year, and the legal tampering period is going on right now, which makes it a perfect time to bring on our friend Jonas Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the breaking news. Patrick Ricard coming back on a one-year deal. We have not seen financial terms yet, but your thoughts on Ricard back in the fold with the Ravens?
Yeah, man, I had this as part of my projected Ravens plans, which are looking worse and worse by the day, because I also had Luke Harrison and Chris Ford coming back. But I guess they have plenty of money to sign guys like that, and I think it makes sense. I mean, you think about this, the identity of this team. You think about just how effective they were together. You know, I wrote a story, I think before the playoff run or right in the early stages of the playoff run, just looking at how effective he was with Derrick Henry. When Pat Ricard was on the field, Derrick Henry rushed for nearly as many yards, 1,324 yards and first down, as the Las Vegas Raiders did for the entire 2024 regular season. Oof. He rushed for more touchdowns, 15, than 14 teams, and he rushed for more yards per carry with Pat on the field than every team. So obviously you can do a lot worse at running back than Derrick Henry, and having Lamar Jackson next to him is certainly helps a lot. But those guys found the groove pretty quickly. Derrick Henry doesn't make it easy on fullbacks just because of how quickly he approaches the line of scrimmage. But I think with another year together, assuming good help from both those guys, there's no reason to assume that they won't be any less effective than they were this year.
What about the two starting offensive linemen that were set to hit free agency for the Ravens, Jonas? Ronnie Stanley, he got re-signed to a three-year, $60 million deal. And Patrick McCary got a pretty decent contract from the Jaguars. But the Ravens won't have to totally overhaul their offensive line like they did a year ago.
No, and you know, obviously we don't know if the Ronnie deal will turn into a two-year deal or if it'll be lived out the length of his contract and be a three-year deal. But if it does become a three-year situation for the Ravens, and you're talking about him being under contract through 2027, Rosengarten through 2027, we all expect Tyler Linderbaum to be locked down long-term. And then Voorhees, you know, even though next year it's going to be year three of his time in Baltimore, I believe he's, you know, under contract for another year because of how they handled that first deal with him being on the injury list. So that's a nice foundation. If all those guys pan out, if all those guys do their thing, and you could finally, you know, I think Eric DaCosta will definitely be able to sleep a lot easier knowing that he has that potential foundation set in stone. McCary, I'm really happy for him. You know, he's, we did a story on him early last year. Ryan Stanley called him unicorn. Everyone kind of thinks of him as this guy who can do everything, so smart. And he's got like one first percentile arms for a tackle, and yet he still makes it work. I guess I would say that I would hope that if I'm a Jaguars fan, that the medical's checked out, because, you know, the big concern with him was just, is that back going to be able to hold up over the course of a 17-game season as a starter? It definitely did this year. I think John Harbaugh was very, very happy that it did. But, you know, you do wonder, you know, are we past that part in his career where it's a ticking time bomb, or have they kind of MacGyvered a way to find a way for him to be a productive NFL player for a long, long time?
We've been talking about a Lamar Jackson contract extension here pretty much since Mark Andrews dropped that ball in Buffalo, and we thought there should be a real sense of urgency to it. And now, obviously, Buffalo has gone and doubled down on their quarterback again and got him signed through 30-31. Just your thoughts now post another Josh Allen deal on, I guess, I'll go back to the word urgency to get more years and more cost certainty moving forward with Lamar?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes all the sense in the world. And, you know, last time the Ravens and Eric DaCosta got to the negotiating table and hammered out a deal, they had to wait a little while for a useful analog, and it turned out to be Jalen Hurts's. And I think at that point we knew that Lamar was a lot closer to Josh Allen in quality of play than he was to Josh Allen. And now they have a ready-made template to give Lamar the biggest deal in NFL history. You know, just probably tack a couple more million on, maybe give him, you know, 10 more million guaranteed, considering just what he's meant to this franchise. And I don't think he would probably have to deal with any of that potential headaches of, you know, guys wanting fully guaranteed contracts. Mm-hmm. Even though I think you could argue that Lamar has as strong an argument for that as anyone in the NFL. So I would think that, you know, when Eric DaCosta heads down to Florida, if he hasn't already, at any point this offseason, that would be priority 1B, you know, 1, 2, 3 for this team, just because of how crucial it is to figure it out all the other puzzle pieces in this team building process. And you would hope that we're not, you know, in year one of a 3-year two or 3-year process, we're just all kind of on pins and needles wondering when exactly this thing is going to get dragged across the finish line.
We're talking with Jonas Schaefer, Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, unless something has changed in the last hour that I didn't catch, the Ravens and Eagles are the only teams that have not signed an outside player, an external player, during this legal tampering period. The Ravens are not a team that makes big splashes, but are you surprised they've been completely silent?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, I mean, just because, you know, we've seen some of these smaller deals get done. You know, we've seen long snapper contracts tweeted out. We've seen punter contracts tweeted out. So, obviously, the Ravens, you know, this is day one and day two are typically not the venue for the kind of on the margins deals that the Ravens like to get done and pretty much have to get done considering their cap space. Now that we know exactly how the Ronnie deal looks on paper, I think it's a little bit easier for us to get a sense for where they might want to spend their cash or how they might want to spend their cash. Certainly we'll have an even better idea of that when we see what exactly this one-year deal for Power Car looks like. But, you know, I think it's probably safe to assume, and I imagine, you know, Jason knows better than I, just some of the guys who will be becoming available, perhaps surprisingly, perhaps unsurprisingly, in the next 24 hours as, you know, these guys figure out their salary cap situations and they decide we actually can't live with this guy on the books anymore and we're going to part ways with him. I mean, I don't know if someone like Leonard Floyd does a whole lot for the Ravens. I know the sack numbers look nice, but it doesn't seem like the advanced analytics really think that he's the guy who would be a needle mover. But, you know, I'm sure the Ravens are going to have their, you know, their binoculars out, which are searching far and wide for some of these guys who might be in the bargain bin or just who might be distressed assets for other teams that could really fill a role for the Ravens now that we know just how voided, you know, this Ryan Stanley contract is and how much space it gives them this year.
Jonas, a name that I've been bringing up is Justin Simmons. The Ravens, they're going to look to add a third safety. That way it gives more flexibility to Zach. Or is that a player that makes sense for you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched a whole lot of him. You know, I guess there was a lot of speculation last year connecting him to the Ravens with the whole uncertainty of safety. I don't know how well he did in Atlanta. It seemed like Atlanta defense kind of disappointed in the back half of the season. So, you know, as long as you don't have I guess there's always going to be a risk of an Eddie Jackson blow up with these guys who are kind of over the hill or at least above age 30. But I do think that you probably are getting the best value of all the positions or of a lot of the positions at the safety positions because, you know, there's not really a whole lot of interest in some of these guys who some teams may see as interchangeable. And, you know, if you're not asking to play on every down, if you're not expecting to play on every down, then obviously that price is going to come down. So it would be interesting. Obviously, he's only 31 and he's not that far removed from being a guy who's, you know, an all-pro. But I guess we'll just see just what kind of market develops for him.
One guy we've talked a lot about over, gosh, it feels like 3 or 4 years is Hassan Reddick. And 1 year, $12 million doesn't feel crazy to me. It doesn't qualify as bargain bin, but I think if you look at, you know, the grand scheme of the sort of panorama of pass rusher contracts, that doesn't feel terrible for me to stomach. Do you think that is too rich for their blood? Or they just prefer to do something else with that money?
You mean like in terms of just getting
that price
like
point, a $10 to $15 right. million dollar pass rusher to rent for a year?
Yeah, I mean it's tough for me because I think if you like someone, then by all means go out and get it. But then, you know, we're also talking about I guess it really just comes down to how they feel about the guys they have in the building right now. I mean, like they're going to have to give Adisa Isaac snaps at some point. They're going to have to hope that David Ajabo looks better in 2025 than he did in 2024. Certainly they're expecting Tavis Robinson to make another leap. And, you know, obviously we're all kind of waiting to figure out exactly what they think of Adafe Ole by, you know, what kind of contract they offer or don't offer. So I don't know if adding another, you know, B-minus to C-minus player, not that all those guys are B-minus players, does a whole lot for you besides just giving you a little bit more confidence that, you know, you are backed up in case of an injury. But I'm of the mind, and I think Steve Bisciotti has definitely been of the mind over the years, that he wants to see these young guys, you know, take the field. He wants to see them play, and, you know, he's invested in this draft process. And, you know, certainly if you like someone, then maybe you wait until, you know, the middle of the season for a potential discount, and that way you don't have to pay full freight to go get him. But obviously there's still a lot of clamoring for an edge rusher, and I just think that at this point, if you're not getting a Hassan Reddick, you're probably not getting a whole lot of juice with the guys who are out there.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next, let's get to the Terps and the Big Ten awards we're announced today. And Kevin Willard at his coach's show, we'll hear from him talking Terps as they get ready to take on, well, they don't know who they're taking on, but they're playing Friday in the Big Ten tournament. You'll hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has
has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.